Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. In addition to my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, weather.utexas.edu. That's my website at the university. And these are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, this ninth day of November 2022. Folks, some clouds around this morning, low-level cloud cover, a little patchy fog in some areas, especially east of the I-35 corridor this morning, places like Taylor, out at Austin Executive Airport, out at Pflugerville, both reporting visibility well less than a mile this morning. So there was some pretty dense fog in some areas. Folks, the low-level moisture in place. We saw a few sprinkles around the area yesterday. It's always possible we could see it out of the low clouds both this morning as well as again tomorrow morning, and patchy fog is possible. But basically, the weather pattern remains unchanged. We'll get some breaks in the clouds this afternoon, and with that, I think we'll get into the lower 80s. Now, yesterday, we had more clouds than I thought. We did not get much out of the 70s yesterday across the area, so I was a little bit bad on the forecast yesterday, hoping for more breaks today and probably a high of about 83, maybe 84 degrees if we can get the sunshine. If we don't, then it may not be quite that warm. We'll just have to watch it during the day. Big weather changes coming late week. We've got an upper-level low-pressure storm system. Normally, this is the way this progresses always. You get the upper-level storm system approaching from the west, and as it begins to pass overhead, it opens the door at lower levels of the atmosphere in the part of the atmosphere we live in to allow a strong cold front to come south. And the latest projections are that cold front will move across the Austin area sometime about 7-8 o'clock on Friday morning. As it does so, we could see some light showers develop, but there's been a real change now in especially the post-frontal environment. That is, once the cooler air comes in a pretty shallow wedge overhead and we really feel much cooler temperatures, it looks like the best chance of rain will be back behind the front. Scattered showers and even a few isolated thunderstorms, a few lightning strikes possible during the day, Friday into Friday night, and up till about midnight Friday night. That'll be when that whole upper air storm system and colder air aloft, more unstable conditions overhead, even on top of the cold air, that's when those showers and thunderstorms will end. I still expect that we'll see some clearing going into the weekend, but Friday is going to be a little more wet than I was thinking. I think rainfall probably of about a quarter inch, isolated heavier totals are possible. Once we get to midnight Friday night, the clouds will begin to break, get back to clear skies, unseasonably chilly temperatures for Austin and for South Central Texas. As we get the sun going on Saturday and Sunday both, I think it'll be a struggle to get out of the 50s here in the Austin area. In fact, by Saturday night, temperatures well into the 30s in most areas, away from maybe downtown Austin, where it'll be about 40 to 42. But I expect mid and upper 30s in some of the outlying low-lying areas will approach freezing on Saturday night. So it's something we got to watch. That'll continue. The sunshine will continue on Sunday. But very quickly thereafter, another upper-level storm system approaches from the west, and that is going to pull more moisture up from the south. And it's going to overrun, come up and over the heavier, cooler air at the surface. And that is going to allow for the reintroduction, if you will, of rain chances. And I think at this point, as you see in my forecast on the website, it'll mainly be sprinkles of light rain, but really a fall weather pattern, kind of cloudy and seasonably chilly, temperatures well below seasonal averages, and a chance of rain for a change for the first half of next week. A quick check on the tropics on this Wednesday morning before we leave you lets us note that Nicole is approaching the east coast of Florida. They're going to have to deal with that over there. It's going to bend very quickly to the northeast through western Florida and back into the southeastern U.S. because it wants nothing to do with this colder air coming down through Texas and moving into the southeastern U.S., so it'll recurve out ahead of that. This will not be a factor in Texas weather. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, ninth day of November 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast. That's, of course, on the website. In addition to my audio weather thoughts again Thursday morning, I hope you have a good Wednesday.